Experts warn many people in India are dying before they can even access basic medical care. So amidst shortages of beds, oxygen and medicine, citizens are helping each other bridge these gaps. Neil Pune reports from New Delhi.
These men and women should be in a hospital, not getting medical attention at this makeshift centre. But as critical care beds continue to run short in Delhi and neighbouring towns, they've been forced to turn to this Sikh temple.
Oxygen to us hospital mein unke paas apni hai hi nahi. Wo to saab mane kar dete hain ki hai nahi. Aap admit karna chahte hain to kal. Nahi to aap le jana chahte le jao. Oxygen ka intezam aapko hi karna padega.
Prem Singh lives in a small town more than 100 kilometers away from Delhi. He had been to three other towns in a desperate bid to source oxygen cylinders and essential drugs, but he finally had some luck here. For more than 20 days, thousands like Prem have turned to this Sikh temple when the government couldn't help them. At the peak of the capital's oxygen shortage crisis, volunteers helped those who couldn't get admission to hospitals and families that desperately needed medical oxygen, giving them a chance, however brief, to breathe easy. But even for the temple, finding oxygen supplies has been tough.
Now, I'll tell you, वो हमने 25,000 से 30,000 में भी ऑक्सीजन लिया जिसका हमारे पास खाली सिलेंडर भी हमारा हो जाएगा तो वो हमने 500 किलोमीटर दूर से जाके परचेज किए हैं
More than a month since the second wave started in India, it's still a scramble to access healthcare facilities in many parts of India. While more hospital beds are available in Delhi now, the epicenter of the outbreak last month, other cities and towns are struggling with similar shortages. In the absence of adequate government help, volunteer groups have stepped up.
And people are turning to each other for help, especially on social media. Thousands of Indians have only been able to cope in the last 1 month because of the help of strangers who've amplified SOS calls and shared leads on where beds, medical oxygen and even essential drugs might be available.
Countless such people have relied on Tehseen and Monica Poonawala for help. Treating this like their full-time job, the couple has been calling in every favour, using every connection they have to help families get beds and medicines, arranging oxygen for hospitals on the brink of running out. They say they've lost track of how many people they've helped so far, but not a day goes by without an SOS message coming their way.
So sleep is about 2-3 hours a day, 4 hours at max. That's a luxury. We're always sort of trying to connect with people.
We've never really counted. We've stopped keeping account now because the phones ring almost non-stop even now because it's now shifted out of the metropolitan cities into hard-to-reach areas and other states as well and up in the hills. So it's all a blur, yeah.
But as the virus spreads to rural India, where two-thirds of the country's population lives and where digital literacy is low, people won't have the means to ask for help online. And that, along with the continuing paucity of critical supplies, has helped fuel the black market. Families have been forced to buy essential drugs and oxygen at exorbitant prices. And as black fungus cases surge, an antifungal drug needed for treatment is now running out at pharmacies but is available on the black market.
इसी तरह काला बाजारी पर लगाम हो ऐसे लोगों पर सख्त कार्रवाई हो.
The police have been cracking down, arresting hundreds across the country in the last few weeks. The story of India's fight against the second wave has been one of acute shortages, even of vaccines. The world's largest vaccine manufacturer doesn't have enough shots to keep up with domestic demand, and experts warn if this shortage persists, vaccines could also end up on the black market. Plugging these gaps is crucial if India is to get its COVID-19 outbreak under control. Neha Punia, CNA, New Delhi.